Welcome to Pipe Wing Sunday School. It is Sunday, and today you will be schooled. So I am sure with the recent confusion and so-called incident involving some Orthodox Jews, where they tried to connect one part of the synagogue to the other part without alerting the authorities of the synagogue and thereby not alerting the authorities of the city. All these different conspiracy theories about, oh, the Jews are doing this, the Jews are doing that, blah, 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 blah. Of course, all turned out to be bullshit. It really is just one tunnel. It's not like a system of tunnels. There is a system of tunnels under New York City, but that's been there for like almost 200 years. The tunnels that were made by the Jews is like a one leading from one, the main shul to the women's mikveh, and then an entrance tunnel so they could come in off of the street, and it was like behind a newspaper box. Okay. So during this thing, you'll probably have seen the repeated motif of, oh, well, the Jews are always doing something shady. The Jews have been kicked out of 109 countries. They're, you know, it's just obviously there's something wrong with them. And it's become like this thing where, oh, well, you know, the Jews are constantly being attacked. Maybe it's them. That's weird. To people with no biblical literacy, it seems that it's weird that the Jews are always being attacked. But those of us that are familiar with what it actually says in Scripture, we know that we expect this. This is what it says will happen, and we know this. It's not weird. It's not saying anything about the Jews as people. It is saying something about the truth of Torah, is actually what it's saying. So why don't we have a look here? We're in Genesis 12. Known as Lech Lecha, or go on and get. but if you have your Bible, or you can look it up online, this will be Genesis 12. 3 is really the line that we're looking at. And I'm going to go to the commentary in the Hertz Humash, but I will bless them that bless thee, and them that curse thee I will curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed, meaning that you guys, sons of Abraham, will be a blessing to everyone, okay? And then apparently people are just overlooking curse them. So like those that curse the Jews will be cursed. That's not just a threat. That's saying clearly right there, not everybody is going to appreciate you. Not everyone is going to like the the Israelites, the descendants of Abraham. You know, those who have received a blessing and curse it are cursed. So by saying, you know, oh, well, the Jews have been kicked out of all these places, what's wrong with the Jews? Anyone saying that is denying biblical truth. They are denying God. They are also denying themselves the chance to receive the blessing. In other words, we could be nice to you and be like teaching you Torah and be like, hey, you're interested in the Jews? Well, here, let's talk about the Torah. You know, we have all these great things, and check out this, you know, here you go, you know, because that's literally, I know we don't proselytize, but it does say ki mitzion tetze Torah, which means that, you know, out from Zion comes Torah, okay? Meaning that if you want to learn the Torah, the Jews are who you come to learn it. So it makes no sense whatsoever to proclaim yourself as a Christian or any type of person who believes in the God of Abraham, and to suggest that it's unusual, unheard of, or suspect that the Jews have been abused and dealt with pogroms and have dealt with Holocaust and have dealt with mandates and being kicked out of different places, because we knew this would happen. The Bible said that this would happen, and this is to be expected. And if you don't expect it, that means you either have no biblical literacy or you clearly deny that the book of Genesis is speaking truth. You're saying that, oh, I don't believe what it says in the Bible. And that's fine. You're allowed to have that position, especially in the United States is a free country. They have freedom of religion. But just make sure that you clarify that you're going with the idea that you're, you know, with the atheist or satanic or pagan dark side away from the God of the Bible. Okay? And you can put yourself in that truthful position and see where that ends you up socially. Because realistically, when you're saying that, essentially what you're saying is the Bible is garbage, you know, that's what you're saying, see how far that gets you in Western society. Because Western society is based on biblical values. You can call it Judeo-Christian values, you can call it Old Testament values, but the basis of most of modern law is based on the Ten Commandments, which are in what Christians call the Old Testament and Jews call the Torah. So when you're saying that you hate the Jew and it's they're so shady and everything like that, you are rejecting Western culture, and you're essentially saying, you know, fuck the West, fuck the Bible, fuck everything that Western culture is based on, and you're comfortable with receiving a curse from the God of Abraham because you don't believe in it. So just make sure that you're publicly associating yourself with that position and that you know that that's what you're saying, because that's what you're saying. Okay? It's not questionable that the descendants of Isaac have been persecuted. It's not weird. It's not us, you know, it's the fact that this is true. So I'm going to read to you a little bit of a commentary from the Hertz Chumash. This is the other one. Here we go. Can we see that there? All right. Number three, I will bless. They who follow Abraham's teachings will, like him, enjoy God's favor. him that curseth thee. The story of European history during the past centuries teaches one uniform lesson, that the nations which have received in any way dealt fairly and mercifully with the Jew have prospered, and the nations that have tortured and oppressed him have written out their own curse. All the families of the earth be blessed. Israel shall be a light unto the nations. Through him, all men were to be taught the existence of the Most High God and the love of righteousness, thereby opening for themselves the same treasury of blessings which he enjoyed. The germ of the idea underlying the fuller conception of a messianic age was in existence from the time of the founders of the people of Israel. In thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed, was the promise given both to Abraham and Yitzhak, Abraham and Isaac. It was a promise that reached far beyond the lifetime of each, farther than the limits of the temporal kingdom their descendants founded, that has obtained but partial fulfillment up to our time, and looks for fulfillment, realization to that future towards which each of us in his measure may contribute his share. So hopefully you absorb that, but you know, if you're having difficulty understanding that, it's saying that that could have not even had the word European in it, really. It could have just said, in my opinion, the story of history. Because realistically, if you look back through history, the nations that have cursed the Jewish people, that have expelled them, and they've always had something bad happen to them afterwards. And many of them no longer exist at all whatsoever. So when we're talking about, you know, Jew and Gentile, there is a way to have a positive relationship. I mean, there's not just like, oh, you guys are separate and that's it, and nobody should ever communicate with each other, and the Jews think they're better than everybody. No, but, you know, it clearly says here, I will bless them that bless thee. If they're nice to you, I'll be nice to them. Is that difficult? Is that painful to be nice to somebody? Is it just too, you can't be ours to just be fucking nice, right? It's just like, I don't understand why this is such a terrible thing to say. Well, the Jews' religious belief is that the people who are kind to them will receive kindness from God. Why would we worship a God that rewarded cruelty? Why would we worship a God that said, hey, somebody's really abusive and stuff, we're going to reward that, and everybody who's kind and stuff, we're not going to notice that, and that gets nothing. I mean, realistically, that is why you would worship such a God, because he believes and promotes kindness and respect. So if you're saying, well, I want to be cruel and disrespect these people, and, you know, there's something wrong with them for them thinking that that's a bad thing, or that, you know, that I'm a negative influence for being that way. Well, you know, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. You're an amoral person, and may God have mercy on your soul, because you have decided to go with the dark side. And even, you know, sometimes you'll see guys and they'll have like Christian imagery in their internet profiles, and you go in there and they'll tell you about how evil the Jews are, the Jews are the synagogue of Satan and all this bizarre stuff. And in reality, I mean, yes, we're, you know, related to Jesus, so they, you would think they would be cool with us on that aspect. But even the ones, even if they believe the misconception that the Jews somehow killed Jesus, which is not the case, obviously it's the Romans, but even if the Jews, you know, didn't intercede and save him and they believe he should have, so on and so forth, okay. But wherein does that erase everything that God said to Abraham? Because of some Jews that were bad at a certain time, that undid the entire covenant somehow. I'm really curious about this. What is the theology behind this? When someone claims to be Christian but hates the Jews, and finds it suspect that Jews have been persecuted in history. I'm really wondering what's their exegesis? What's their biblical exegesis there? Just wondering. But in any case, that's essentially what I want to talk about. When people talk about the Jews and they go, well, you know, look at all these pogroms. They are obviously doing something bad. No. These happened because they were prophesied to happen. We can't explain whatever cause might have happened at the specific time to have that happen in that country at that time. But we do know that the nations who do them will be judged. So, do you want to be on that side being judged in that way? Or would you rather be blessed because you chose to be nice and chose to be a good person? I don't think it's really worth the trade-off, like, oh, well, I'm going to be an asshole to the Jews because I just get a kick out of it. And then you just, oh, well, you're trading off being a possible blessing from God. That's what you really want to trade. That's really worth it, just to be an asshole. It's that much fun and say, fuck my soul. That's what you're saying. Like, you know, and really, I feel that's not a proper path to go down. I don't know, but maybe some people want to go down that path. Maybe some people, you know, don't believe in that it's real. They don't believe it's real. So I'm not here to convince them that it's real. Because you can't convert people with scripture, because we have to convert someone, you have to presuppose that they believe that something in the scripture is real. Or unless you have something exactly in the scripture that you know, they witnessed. But those people who want to take that dark side, I just wanted to let them know, you know, that that's the dark side that they're taking. And they can put as many, you know, Jesus icons on their internet profiles as they want. They're not being the good guys. They're being the evil guys. They're being the dark, satanic, atheistic, paganistic, heathenistic, whatever you want to call it. They are turning away from God and promoting the rejection of scripture. So, okay. What can you say? What can you say? I think that's all we're going to talk about today, pogroms and prophecy. And remember to read your Bible. If you don't have one of these, this is a really good, and you can find a lot of these used, these Hertz Chumash, but it's a classic. Old school. Many, many synagogues use these, or at least used to. So enjoy the rest of your weekend and stay blessed.